everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm producer Gerald, and this is episode 650. And today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
The 650.
650.
That's a lot.
A long time.
50. And we do like, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. It looks like we lost connection for a second there.
Oh, I thought you just got emotional about how long this show's been going. 12 and a half years worth of episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So what's crazy is that means, you know, you came in just a little bit later, not much, but you could actually hear me talk for 12 and a half years.
Yeah.
That is wild.
It is.
I'm 39 years old. So you can hear me on episode one be 27 years old.
Yeah.
And how much I've changed in 12 and a half years.
Well, for you, for me, it's only two jobs ago. For you, it's several.
12 Life. And a half years. I mean, 26 and a half. I don't even know where I was working 12 and a half years ago.
Right. Unless you pull the year out, then you have to try to figure it out.
Every time when you update your resume, this may be just a me problem. I'm always like looking at the dates. And I'm like, none of these dates are correct. Like, there's no way, because I have no idea when I worked anywhere. Mm-hmm. And nothing seems right. And then when you start trying to fill it in, where you're like, I know I worked here, at least I. So, like, for me, I can at least trace my first job back to the. I think I worked there, but then the dates start to not make sense.
Lucky for me, most of my jobs, I started and ended around the same, like April, February, April, October.
What's the longest as an adult you have gone without a job?
Never.
Like, you've always, so if you like leave one, you're starting another one in like a week or something.
Yeah. Every job I've had something else like ready to go lined up.
How long do you think you could go before the panic would sit in?
A month.
Yeah.
I would say a month. In the last like 20 years, I could probably go a month. 20 years before that, probably two, like probably a paycheck.
Yeah. It's a weird feeling to not have to go to work.
Because I went now, over the last like 20 years, I've done it purposely, made sure I had enough vacation time to cover me for at least 1 month, like a pay, if I lost my job.
When I left GameStop, before I started the job I had after that, it was a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it was weird. And I will tell you, even if you can financially go a month, that's a long time.
It is.
Like, it was cool for a week. And then you're like, okay, well, maybe I should find something. And see, the problem is I had kind of had a soft offer from the place that I ended up working. But I wanted to see what else was out there. And then once I did and I wasn't impressed and I went to the other place and said, hey, is this job available still? They were like, yes. Then I had to start the process.
Right.
So it's like, even though I knew I was going to have a job, it still took 2 weeks for me to do background and drug and all that stuff. So it was like a full calendar month that I just did not have a job.
Hmm.
And it was a weird feeling. Now, if I had to go more than 36 hours, I would worry about me. Not financially, but mentally.
I will rephrase it. The longest I've had as an adult, when I got out of the Air Force, it took me about 2 weeks before I got a job.
Yeah.
I came back from Texas to here, but it was pretty quick. I mean, I just had to apply.
Were you actively looking that whole time?
Yeah.
So
I went back to my old. I went back to my old place that I was working right before I left, and they're like, "We don't have any openings." I started running around asking friends if they were hiring, and that's how I ended up getting a job, a family friend.
Yeah. Yeah, jobs are one of those things where, like, you know, people complain about them all the time, but then when you don't have one, you're like, well, I really should get one of those to complain about.
Mm-hmm.
Because that paycheck gets, like, that money goes quick when you don't have anything coming in.
Yeah. Do you remember, I know you remember a friend of the show, our mutual friend, David?
Yeah.
Kowal. He, remember how he did. He left GameStop and didn't work for months.
Yeah.
And then I hired him to work for me.
It's You know, and sometimes for some people, they need, like, it's not just about not having a job. Like, they need to get themselves in order. I think sometimes that can take a little time, but you know, like I said, that money goes quick when you don't have anything coming back in.
Yeah, the at GameStop where we're we went out to GameStop when we're at the shoe store right across the hall, there was PacSun, and there was a guy, a manager there who got fired, and he sued them, and they basically paid a year's worth of salary for him. He just didn't work for that whole year because he was getting paid from them. He just and did a bunch of other stuff, but then he had to get a job, and then he was it took him a couple months.
I would have been double dipping. I would have tried to find a job as soon as I can so that I know I had something when those checks ran out.
Yeah, me too.
So I don't know. Work is one of those things where I think most people would rather not go in their mind, but then when you don't have it to go to, you're like, I kind of ought to get one of those.
Which is weird because like my sister-in-law, my wife's older sister, where she works at, she works in a hospital, so she needs like nurses all the time, and phlebotomists and stuff. She can't keep anybody. She right now she's five people short because they don't want to work. It's
They're
like
also competition is steep. You can get a job that doesn't require much from you. Like they're not going to ask much from you mentally, physically. That's still going to start you out $15, $16 an hour. And I'm not saying that that's enough to live off of. Where we live, it probably is. Well, not where you and I live at, but very close. Like 20 minutes from here, it's enough to live off of. And I think it's, you know, some people don't need excess, right? They don't need fancy things. They have enough to live off of, you know, $15, $16 an hour, then, you know, it's good enough. And they can get a job that, again, doesn't require much from them. It's not going to ask for overtime. It's not going to ask for, you know, extra. And they can go home and still, you know, have plenty of energy and live a full day life, all that stuff, and not have to, like, their life doesn't have to revolve around work. Their work can revolve around their life because it doesn't have to be the focus. It gives them enough. It doesn't require much. I think a lot of people are just better with that. Now, I do think there's a lot of lazy people out there too.
Oh, there is.
There's a lot of entitled people that think they can't work for less than a certain amount and they'd rather have no job than make less than what they think they're worth. So there is a lot of that, but it's also just that the market is such that if you're not looking for an extravagant life, you can get by, you know, with a little less. That I you don't have to work as hard and don't have to work as much. And I think a lot of people are going that route.
Well, then it's also the you have to have been in a relationship nowadays also to cover the costs. You have to have a boyfriend and girlfriend or get married so you have two household income cover.
If your significant other was extremely wealthy, like extremely wealthy, but had to work. So they, let's say you've got a few million dollars in the bank, but they have to do that job that they're doing that's paying that money. Would you also work? Like if they didn't care if you worked.
I would just to do something, but I would have a super easy job. Something
Yeah, I'm
where,
wired.
if my decisions wouldn't determine whether or not the company succeeded or not.
Yeah, you're like punching a clock somewhere. Just an employee.
Selling toys at a toy store or working at the Lego store or something, some easy.
I think I would just have a normal job, but where I see it being an issue is somebody like that would probably want to travel often, either for work or for pleasure. And your little measly little job might be in the way. But also, there's no way I could just sit at home all day, even if I had all the toys and all the time. That doesn't sound good. You can only do cool shit so often before it stops being cool. So even in a situation like that, I think no matter what, I would work. If I won a $50 million from the lottery tomorrow, I would keep my job. I might do it a little different, but I would keep it. And, you know, I might eventually look for something else, but I or start my own thing, but I would need to work.
Yeah, that's it. I would start my own thing and do that.
Yeah, being sedentary is not good for me. We're using Google Meet this morning. Shout out to Google Meet. We'll see how it works. Teams is horrible the last couple weeks, so we'll try this. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, there is already a few instances where I missed what you said or part of what you said.
It's I've had two significant freezes, I would say, or not freezes, almost like a down rest and cut the audio out.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, if you missed what I said, then also the audience will have missed what I said.
Yeah. They'll just have to,
if you can't, yeah,
fill in the gap themselves. Yeah, you just guess.
Yeah, just guess what I said. Based on what I said next, guess what I said before. Mm-hmm. It's a new game we play here.
Mm-hmm.
What did you get into anything this week? You play anything? Buy anything?
Buy anything? No, I did not buy anything. I sold some stuff because I'm trying to, I need some money to get, finish off the tattoo. So I've been selling things to cover that.
Selling Lego?
No Lego. Just some random stuff. I have a monitor stands. I have like three different monitor stands. Sold one of them. Sold some of my dad's old Steelers collectible stuff. He has about $650 worth of stuff of that. Like a Steelers football helmet, like a black one, then a yellow one, and a bunch of memorabilia, little signs, stuff you put on the wall. He's not into it like he was. His ex-wife bought him that, passed away, bought him a lot of that stuff. So it kind of like sentimental value when he sees it. His new wife buys him different things than that.
You're lucky that it was like Steelers and not an organization. Like if I died, you'd have to give the Titan stuff I have away.
No, the Titan stuff still is pretty good. I've had a few things that it does okay.
Well, like it might sell okay in this market, but like let's say it was the opposite and you were in Pittsburgh trying to sell Titan stuff.
Yeah.
You would have to give it away. But like, you know, if you take a franchise like, you know, the Steelers or the Cowboys or even the Patriots to an extent or the 49ers, somewhere like
old school, yeah.
Yeah, like you're going to be able to sell their merch because they have fans everywhere. Green Bay, like you're going to be able to move that stuff. Whereas like Titans, you could sell it here.
Yeah, your Titans fan's only 25 years old.
Yeah, yeah, you can sell it here. You can't sell it anywhere else. So you're lucky he was a Steelers fan.
Yeah. Did that work, worked on my house a little bit. Cleaning up. I got a mini fridge over there to put some drinks in, that Xbox mini fridge cooler.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Put some snacks in there.
Yeah, I have the box sitting right over here.
Got some snacky snacks, some drinks.
Yep. Got that over there just so I have something to drink instead of just constantly having, because I wear it pretty quick. Or drink a lot of it pretty quick. Gaming-wise, like the usual, play Fallout 76, a bunch of that. They have the Fashion Hat event going on, which is the one where you get a mask. People going buck wild crazy for that. They AFK that one a lot. They just sit there and they find a thing to do and just don't do anything but that one little lobby and sitting there all night just to try to get the mask, wear a mask. I played Star Wars Jedi Survivors, played some more of that. This game is just massive. I don't think I'm going to be able to beat it before time. Said they're all the little side missions. I don't know where the main mission's going. I'm just running around trying to do little missions to see which one is the main, which one's the side. It doesn't tell you.
Okay, this if you is committed side. Directly to that game and stopped playing the other stuff, you could probably finish it.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm playing other things too. Playing Fallout for about an hour, hour and a half, and then I've been playing Farming Alone 2.
Yeah, Farm Alone 2.
Been playing the hell out of that.
You were on it last night.
Yeah, by myself because no one wanted to join me.
So we've been running. Here's what it's been like for us. It's been busy. Mm-hmm. We jump on straight into Rocket League, play Rocket League for 30 minutes or so, over to Party Animals, play Party Animals for 30 minutes, then over to Farm Alone. And it's been Farm Alone for us too. So he plays his farm, I play mine for 15, 20 minutes, and then we log off. About 11:20, because here's what's happening with his job now. He's getting home later.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's not getting on till 10. And I kind of had a heart out at 11 to just make sure I'm getting enough rest.
Yeah.
And so playing until like 11:20 now, but we're only playing for about an hour and 20 minutes.
Mm.
So it's just not much time. And so on Farm Alone, literally all I've been doing is getting in, like doing the daily that I planted the night before. Like harvesting it and then planning whatever the new thing is and then getting right back off. I do go to town and do all of the quest every time and then log back out.
Yeah.
So I'm playing it the way I want to.
So I just, once you hit level 50, you unlock terraforming.
Yeah.
But now I'm
game
like,
changer.
Yeah, game changer. Now I'm able to start trying to futurize my farm, which where we played the last one, I kind of have an idea. Okay, this is going to be pretty big. This area, I'm going to have to do this. And once we start getting the season, I want to save an area for this. And
is it the farm level 50 or you level 50?
You level 50.
Okay. So if you're new here, it's Farm Together 2 is what we're playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's been on Steam for a little while, early access. It just hit on console, I don't know, last month sometime.
Yeah.
The idea is that we'd play it together, but there were holes in that to start with because everybody is also going to want their own farm. And so there needs to be me going to yours or you going to mine. That needs to happen sometimes. But it hasn't been a lot of that. It's been a lot of solo play, but it's really good. It's also just like the last one.
Yeah, it is.
Like they've made some quality of life improvements, but it is so far the same game, but with some quality of life upgrades and obviously the addition of town,
mm-hmm.
Which is just a way to sell things.
Now, are you making booths every single time and trying to upgrade them or?
As soon as a booth pops, I build it. And then I'm trying to keep everything around the same. I think most of the things I have are like a 7 or 8.
Yeah, that's how I'm purposely going around. I got them all to level 5. Now I'm trying to get them all to level 10.
Yeah. So my stuff's pretty upgraded.
I have one that is on level 5, like just moved it to level 6, but I have everything else is like 7 and 8. And this other one won't go to 7.
I just got, not just, but the mushroom store is the last thing I got.
Okay.
And so I'm bringing it up now, but then there are some that are more important than the others. Like the warehouse, I think is highly important.
Mm-hmm. Your garage.
Making sure the garage is kind of important, but now that I have fuel, I don't worry as much about the garage.
It makes your tractor go faster though. So that's.
Yeah. But like, I'm not doing a lot of harvesting right now. So it's not been a concern because I'm really. Here's what I do. I keep everything. I try to keep one of as many things as possible planted so that when the next quest pops up, hopefully I already have it ready to go.
This is we just said planted. This version of the game, part 2, is different than the first one. This one, you have to have wheat. You have to have apples. Yeah. You have to have these certain things or your animals won't grow or you can't feed your animals.
I always harvest trees when they're ready and I don't sell the wheat and I keep a field of it going all the time. When I run out, I harvest it and then I plant a new one. But I try to keep everything planted. So like I have pumpkins, I have melons. Those things take a long time. I have them just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
If a quest pops up and needs them, I'll go harvest them. So because of that, I've just not had to do a lot. It's all kind of there and it's all kind of waiting.
So I have 12 lots unlocked right now.
12 lots of what?
12 lots.
Oh, just like 12 expansions?
Yeah, I have 12 total right now.
So you have the one you started with plus 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think we only have 3. So 4 total.
And I would say 4 of them have nothing on it. I wiped them out, cleaned them. They're just flat land.
Every animal that's unlocked, I have... I'm letting Howard take care of the aesthetics. He's laying things out the way he wants them. I'm trying to give him that control. So I just pop it down. And when he jumps in, he fixes it how he wants it. I push it just anywhere. I don't care. It's not really my problem. Yeah. My concern is to make sure it's out and producing. So like I have all the trees out and we have the same amount of trees. I have all the fish out. I have the same amount of fish for each one. That stuff's important to me to like make sure we have whatever it is. Like if we're going to have 18, it's 18 of each tree. If we're going to have 8, it's 8 of each fish, you know, however we're doing it.
Yeah.
Just to keep even amounts of everything. And same thing for animals, just shitting them out when I get them and then mm-hmm. he can put them in pens and whatnot.
So my animals are 36 and my fish are 36.
36 each?
Yeah.
Yeah. I will eventually, I know how important fishing is because of the first game and I'll eventually ramp it up, but I haven't so far.
So I did what I wanted to do. I have sand and then I went down and I have all the fish out there. And one cool thing is, like, as long as you connect all the fish together, you just hit it. You can just harvest them all at once.
Yeah.
Which right now, mine are really, in three different sections.
That's really nice if you can string them together. Also, they swim. They don't stay in their squares, so everything mingles.
Yeah.
It also looks cool when you get them all combined.
And the animals will do the same thing. Like right now, I have all my pigs and all my chickens in the same area. If you feed all the chickens, you hit one square, it'll do all the chickens, as long as you don't keep them separated. But you have to harvest them.
You have to harvest the animals separately.
And feed them all in one.
Yeah. And I put one of those feeders out too, so you don't have to feed them nearly as often.
I don't have a feeder yet because I don't have everything placed where I want it fully yet.
Well, it's so easy to move stuff. I popped one out just to do it. That game is good. Like I said, it's not very different from the first, but I do, if you like a kind of resource management game that you need to log in each day just to do a little bit, it's great for what it is.
It's a time filler. You can listen to a podcast while you're doing it, or watch a video.
Or just jump in chat and talk. Like, I'm really enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. But well, I've been playing every night. For me.
Yeah. While you're level 50, I would say that you have been.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would challenge that.
All right, well, let's get into some news then. Unless you got anything else.
No, my tea is incredibly hot.
Ooh. All right, first thing, PlayStation news. The PlayStation monthly games of August have been released, or announced, I should say. Lies of P, DayZ, and My Hero 1's Justice 2. Which I didn't realize Lies of P is basically based off of Pinocchio.
Yeah, yeah. Pinocchio is whatever they call it when it's all its stuff ran out, so it's public domain.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're seeing like the Winnie the Pooh and the stuff like that. So yeah, it's based off of that. It's a Souls-like though, I believe.
It is.
So I think it's probably hard. I may check it out. I think it's a strong lineup of PlayStation Plus games.
DayZ was fun. I played DayZ. I tried it out once. It was like a free weekend thing.
Yeah, I played DayZ also before, and who knows, we may end up back in it. But definitely claim them. I think it's strong titles. Lies of P, I'll probably check out down the road.
Next one, PlayStation has announced the new Flight Stick. It's going Flight Strike. It looks good. We kind of saw this months ago.
Can you share? I can't even see.
Sorry.
Yeah, can you let me see what the final product is? It's called Flex Strike. I hate the name. Oh yeah, it looks like it was like it did.
Yeah. Which is weird. It's coming out in 2026.
I almost wonder if they should have flipped the colors too, because I feel like you're going to do a lot of button smashing. Your arm's going to lay on that. And I wonder if that white's going to wear.
Mm-hmm. Just get dirty quick.
It looks cool. It makes sense that they would make one. It comes with a badass little bag sack for it.
Oh, look at the blue light going around the.
Or I guess you can buy it. You know, it makes sense. They purchased Evo. Obviously, fighting is now in their DNA because of that. I mean, it makes sense. I don't know how many people are going to want to use this. I would love to find one cheap down the road somewhere just to have. Mm-hmm. I suck at fighting games, though, so it makes sense for me to have one, really. Maybe we should all just get into fighting games. I feel like Friend of the Show, Patman, would beat our ass, and he doesn't play fighting games either.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I just feel like he would.
So I mentioned this last week. We didn't really get to show this. A game called Outbound coming to the PlayStation.
Yeah, I'm down to play this. I looked at it on my own last week because we had so many technical difficulties, but it looks great to me. And it is multiplayer.
Multiplayer, it is open world. So it's you can drive all over the place.
You're basically in a VW van, a vintage, and you can add on to the top of it. It is definitely like a cozy game, though.
Mm-hmm. And his little.
Yeah, looks fun. Oh, he's putting in cabinets. Hell yeah. It's like a rock tumbler over there.
There, he's adding the add-ons to solar the top of it.
Turbines. Yeah.
I wonder if you do play multiplayer, like do all, like all of us could have their our own van, just drive around.
That'd be chaos if everybody's in their own van.
Yeah, because we can all, like he's building on top of it.
He's putting walls up there. He's got like a little greenhouse area. That's so awesome. Also, I wonder if it gets more challenging to drive when you build it out stupid. Like if it's harder to take it down certain paths or more top heavy, or if they don't really, the physics don't really encounter it. It looks like, what was the Firewatch?
Yeah, it does look like Firewatch, that Road 96 that I played.
Yeah.
But the outdoors definitely Firewatch, does look like Firewatch.
Yeah, that's the part that gives me the vibes. Very cool. I would definitely be, I'm definitely interested in checking it out. One word. It's his player two. Looks like he's just getting in your van.
Yeah, it looks like you pick him up at a bus stop.
Yeah, it looks like everybody shares one van.
Look, this
one's they're in a
Jeep. Look at four people.
I got four people loaded down in like what looks like a Land Rover.
So I wanted to bring that back up to you. Got it. All right, another next news. Mortal Kombat trilogy, or is that Mortal Kombat Legacy Collections, adding the original PS1's Mortal Kombat trilogy. So all these new games in the Mortal Kombat trilogy is going to be bringing out Mortal Kombat Legacy Collection. It's going to have all these other Mortal Kombat games coming to it. So you're getting the Game Boy Advance games, arcade, PlayStation 1, SNES, Genesis versions of this game is coming out. Which I think, if you're a Mortal Kombat fan, I think that's pretty crazy. You're getting all this one Mortal Kombat Legacy Collection.
It's a lot of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. If you want to go back and play the old versions.
What if you get that fight stick and you sit down with this and you just go full Mortal Kombat?
A lot of games. You'll be playing that for a while.
For months. You get good.
They have different collector's editions. There's a deluxe edition for $69.99. Get a steelbook. You get a collector's box, a Mortal Kombat magnet, coins, cards. There's a lenticular card. And for the big one, there's a collector's edition from Limited Run Collectors with a K edition. Limited Run Games for $150, and it comes with a Goro controller holder.
It is a Goro controller holder. He doesn't look good to me.
It doesn't.
The older I get, the less, unless I love a game, the less intrigued I am with collector's edition. Like, they come with coins and a little stand, but, like, I don't know, a pin set. Like, are you going to wear Scorpion Sub-Zero pins on your, like, vest? I mean, what are you going to do with those?
Right. There's people buy them little cork boards and displays and put all their pins in that.
I would be upset if I came over your house and you got your controller off of a Goro controller holder. I'd be upset. Now, if you like only played Mortal Kombat, if like anytime you got brought up, I'm like, well, he only plays Mortal Kombat. I guess I would get it. But like if you're anything other than a mega fan, I just can't see this for $150.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I'm glad it's there for people. Get that Goro controller stand.
Yep. All right. So a Hello Kitty Island Adventure is coming to PlayStation 5. As the week as you listen to this, so it depends on when you listen, it might be coming out it's coming out Tuesday, August 5th.
People like this game a lot.
Yeah, a lot of people love it. It's
Metacritic
rating of 80, Nintendo Life awarded 8 out of 10.
I've heard it's really, really good, like really good. I would entertain it. I'm not against Hello Kitty. It's been on Switch.
Yeah.
And I just don't play my Switch very much, so That would be the perfect game after a couple months to go on PlayStation Plus and get a huge audience built up for it. So when they make a sequel, it's there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
What? Yeah, I may buy that. What's the price on Switch? Does it say in this article what it did cost?
Not.
Yeah, I would be open to it. I'm sure you shitheads would judge me, but I don't care about that. Maybe not you.
No
Friend of the show,
price.
Marshall 205. Click on where to buy. It's cool. It's not doing anything. Yeah. So it's out there.
Looking it up.
It's probably 39.
At $39.99 for from Nintendo.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that guess. I just.
All right, next
Felt like a
one.
$39.99 game.
Next little article here. Horizon has sold 38 million units worldwide. That's all of both Horizon games. And let's see, Forbidden West, Lego Horizon Adventures, and Horizon Zero Dawn Remastered.
You know, that's great. We're going to see Horizon fatigue, I think, as they continue to go, because they have big plans for it. But the Horizon games are excellent.
On the same article, it says GTA, all the GTAs have sold 90 million. All the God of Wars have sold 66 million. Marvel Spider-Man's is 50 million. And The Last of Us is 37. So it actually beat Last of Us.
Just it's Gran Turismo. I think you said GTA.
I just, okay, Gran Turismo. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Just soak that in, Sony fans. Gran Turismo, the best-selling franchise. Not by a little, by a lot on PlayStation. So everybody's like, I don't care about your driving games.
Funny to
Somebody
that.
does.
Yep.
They've been making them for a long time, though.
Right. Saying on the Horizon news, Sony has been is suing Tencent over that new game called Light of Mordor that looks like a Horizon. And in the lawsuit, they basically brought out that Tencent showed them a version of Horizon in China, and it shows Aloy on just one picture here across, going across the Great Wall of China. And basically in this new version of Light of or the new game Light of Mordor, that's basically in China using the same thing. But this is going to
It
help
is
them.
very obviously a knockoff of, I mean, you can't, it is Horizon. It is a mobile game. And Tencent did go to Sony to partner with them to make a mobile Horizon, and Sony wasn't interested. And now this game has come out. Sony's filed a lawsuit, and I think Sony's probably got some legs to stand on. It looks very blatant to me. As a ripoff, doesn't look as good, which is why I guess they probably weren't open to the partnership to start with. But very obviously feels like Horizon.
Another little article on, but see, free PSN Avatar Collection incoming for PlayStation PS members. So if you're a big Avatar, like you like the Avatars, there's a bunch of new Avatars coming for your PlayStation with Cyber 2077, Hogwarts Legacy, Diablo 4, Twisted Metal, God of War Ragnarok. I don't really go too crazy with the Avatars.
I don't even the last time I checked into it, you couldn't even change your avatars on PS5. You had to go to PS4 to switch them. I'm sure they have changed that now.
You
This
can.
was a big business back in the PS3 days. I mean, they used to sell avatars like crazy. I don't have a single person on my friends list that has changed them in the last, I don't think, 10 years.
Yeah, it just makes
Everybody
the
looks
same
the
thing.
same. Yeah. It's too much trouble. Nobody cares.
Now, because you mentioned Avatars, PlayStation 3, purchasing a lot of the veterans, Sony veterans, noticed their PlayStation 3 purchase of Avatars have gone missing. And they're, as of right now, Sony is announcing that they have not, they're not coming back.
If you bought them.
Yeah.
I use a Sackboy, and I will probably, for all eternity, use a Sackboy so that he's gone but not forgotten.
Until they purposely move it.
Oh my God. He's for sure a free one. Would have paid for him, but he's for sure a free one.
Look at that turtle.
Oh, you're not sure any longer.
What?
It was, and it just stopped right before, like, you switched over some porn.
I gotta learn.
It's like you're gonna do some naughty, so you took me off the sharing. Oh, now I'm Inception. I saw myself 600 times. We broke it. We made
it. It's asking to show all the different windows.
There it goes. Yeah, what's crazy, when it showed all the windows, I could see myself 150 times because I'm on all of them, I guess.
All right, so some Xbox news. Microsoft has come out saying Xbox Game Pass has a revenue where they broke $5 billion for the first time.
I would love to know how that translates to profit.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see how that translates to the games that are on Gold, the games that are on Game Pass, and what they pay to have those, and also what it costs to run that service and that team.
It says that we have 500 million monthly active users across platforms and devices. 500 million people.
Now, I do think that you know, obviously jumping the games over to PlayStation has been a huge hit for Microsoft and a huge injection of money, but I'm quite confident that even at $5 billion that this Game Pass is not cranking out the money.
Mm-hmm.
It may be getting better. I've heard developers and publishers say that they've cut down significantly what they're willing to pay to put your game on Game Pass. So, you know, they're trying to shift it to a business model, but we'll see. Time will tell. Mm-hmm. Anything sketchy back there on the shelf behind him? I know people like to do that crap.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's got a green controller. There's some Halo guys here. Got a
they
red
can't be trusted. Yeah.
Controller here.
Picture of his family. I don't know if that can be trusted.
Yeah, there might be something on one of these books that has like a written out. Says like
he's like casually with like three Spartans.
Yeah.
Down there beside the controller. It's just like him plus three Spartans just chilling like what it looks like in the woods.
Yeah, the two different versions of Xbox. There's a signed football from something behind him.
It looks like it says
there's
S.
A Halo book in the bottom left-hand corner.
Interesting.
Like, you never know. They're pretty cryptic with their stuff when they do a picture like that or a video. All right, there are a bunch of games coming to Xbox this coming up week. So just make sure you're out there taking a look at the Xbox games if you are part of the Xbox. I'm not going to go through the list of 30 games, but there's a lot of games coming. Madden NFL 26 will have a 10-hour trial if you are a Madden fan. Start on August 7th. You can play for 10 hours. Next, there are three games leaving Xbox Game Pass early on in August. August 15th, you're losing Anthem, Farm Simulator 22, and then Persona 3 Reload. These games will be not playable after that. Next one, there's a report saying Starfield is coming to PlayStation spring of 2026, along with the new expansion that they have. They did not want to put it out during this last expansion because it was lackluster. So they're leaning towards the next expansion in spring of 2026, they're saying sometime between March and June of next year.
I think it'll sell pretty well.
Yeah, it will. Okay, there's a game coming out to Xbox as of right now only. It's called Ends, and it's basically a GTA-style-looking game. and a lot of people are liking this game.
Ends, E-N-D-S, horrible name. Mm. Might be great, name's not good.
Right. Showing a bunch of different stuff on it. Hmm. Drug dealing, you're selling stuff, you're driving cars. Right. The screen again. So one, let me just share one screen. I'm sharing like Nintendo News. Nintendo's announced that the Switch console and accessories are going up in price for the original Switch, not the Switch 2, but the original. The OLED will now be at $399.99. The non-OLED will be $339.99, and the Switch Lite is going to be $229. So the OLED is basically going up $50. The standard model is going up $40, and the Lite is going up $30.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm. You figure with the Switch 2, it would go down instead of up. I guess with all the tariffs and all the other stuff going on. They're showing an article from Target where they've already shown Target's new pricing. And there's a little comment on here says, now this mean does GameStop up the trade in $2, $3, and $1? It's pretty funny.
No. No. GameStop just is like, cool. Sounds good.
All right. Right here, there's another little article on Switch 2 has sold more than 6 million units, which is not here on this one. It says, as of June 30th, Nintendo's reported they sold 5.82 million Switch 2 units with 5.63 million copies of Mario Kart World. So 19 million people, or 190,000 people did not buy the Mario Kart World.
Well, there's no doubt, though, that people bought the bundle.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Most people bought the bundle. It makes the game cheaper, so.
Not 190,000 people, they'll say about, yeah. Did not buy Mario Kart World. All right. Here, there's a Nintendo's on a release, a little thing saying the best-selling Nintendo Switch games of all time. You want to take a guess at any of these? Not looking, or do you already know it?
No, I don't know it. The best-selling Switch games of all time? Yeah, let's go. Mario Kart.
That's one. They had 10 of them on here. So
Mario Odyssey.
Yep, that's number five.
Smash Brothers.
Two.
Legend of Zelda.
Which one?
Both.
They're both on here. Number four, number eight.
Animal Crossing.
Number two. A lot better than what I would have done.
I feel like I've got. Is there a Kirby on there?
No Kirby.
Hmm.
There's two more. There's two like other Mario games.
All the deluxe U.
Yeah, that was number 10.
That game's bullshit.
Number 9 is another Mario game.
What other? Is it the RPG, the paper?
No, it's not paper.
That's all I got. What about Splatoon? Did Splatoon make the list?
No, it did not. Super Mario Party is number 9. Number 6 and 7 Mario
Party.
Is the same company, but just different versions of a game.
Pokemon?
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't think about those. I should have got Mario Party and the Pokemans.
He did. I said, you did way better than what I would have thought.
Yeah. Is there anything? That's it. That's all of them.
Yeah, that's all. Right.
I didn't miss anything. Too bad. Yeah, the Mario Party is, I don't know why I knew. So when I started with Mario Kart, I actually, my brain was thinking Mario Party and I never revisited it. So.
It's crazy that there's four Mario games. Five, basically Mario, because Smash Brothers, I'm going to consider as a.
It's a valuable IP.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Nintendo had like a little Nintendo Direct. They announced a bunch of different games coming out. Monster Hunter Stories 3, the big one. Once Upon Katamari. I know you played that game. I did not play that, the original.
I love Katamari back in the day. You know, I tried to revisit it when they put it on PlayStation Plus a couple years ago, and it just didn't hit the same with me. It might have been a time and place game, or maybe I just want to play something different than the same one I've played, but I like Katamari.
Just Dance 26, Dragon Ball Sparking Zero, and Plants vs. Zombies Replanted. Coming out October 23rd. Nintendo games coming. Random game articles. This one. So there's a game coming, or there's a game out called Peak. It's a betrayal sim. It's like a sim game, and they just added cannibalism to the game. So your little character.
That game is wild. That game is out.
Yeah, the game is out. It's on Steam.
It is wild.
And it's a little cartoon characters, kind of like an Animal Crossing looking cartoonish characters. And if your character gets hungry, he will look at other characters in the game or other people playing as like chicken, it says.
I think you can only go like you have to try to get as far up as you can in so many moves or something. Like there's a benefit to playing together. The map is also different every day, so you can like get good during that day, but if you don't get as high as you can get before, like reach the summit before the day's over, it's a new map. But playing with people, like I've seen clips, it's insane.
Yeah, so apparently people were complaining about they didn't really add a lot of new features, and they decided to send out a tweet or an X saying, guys, we can't add cannibalism to Peak. Next little thing on here is Call of Duty Black Ops 6 was announced, and Call of Duty Warzone 5 Heroes Hold the Line have all been announced. I used to really be into the Call of Duties. I have not played any of the Call of Duties in the last couple of years. They've also announced, which we got a message on our little chat message, Battlefield 6 is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of stuff with that. We've never played any of the Call of Duties, whatever group. They also announced that Battlefield 6 is not coming to Nintendo Switch 2. But also in Battlefield 6 says they are not going to be adding the little goofy skins that Call of Duty did. Where Call of Duty just added the Beavis and Butthead one. On here, they mentioned a certain person. They're saying, we don't think we need to have the skins of the people. Which I don't know if that's going to be a hit or a miss on their thing. Because a lot of people jump back into the Call of Duty just to get the skins.
Well, they make millions characters. And millions of dollars, Fortnite, Call of Duty, off those goofy skins. But I do think there's a place for a more grounded, realistic version. I think there's a place for that too. The thing here, and I'm just going to be a little hardcore, Battlefield needs to be good.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. They don't need to worry about putting Hank Hill in there. They need to be good. Then
if
they
it's
can,
not good, then people are not going to play and they're not going to care about the skins.
They can put stuff in later or not at all, but it is not going to matter if it's not good, and they need a win. They do have, you know, they have a built-in player base. They have people who are going to take a chance on every time a new Battlefield comes out, but it needs to be good if you're going to steal some of that market share away, because I mean, they're not going to want to hear this, but people do like playing as Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
People do like playing as Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they like being Ariana Grande.
What was the one season they had? Like, you could play your own NFL team, like the helmet,
yeah,
jersey.
Yeah, people like that shit. So,
yeah.
I mean, good luck. I hope it's good, though, for the fans. And I 100% think if it's good, it doesn't need that, but it's got to be good first.
Yes. All right. So THQ Nordic had a little showcase over the weekend, or during the week. They announced a few games. SpongeBob SquarePants, Titans of Tide. A Recreation. This looks like a game you guys would play.
I've seen it.
Yeah,
that looks cool.
Tides of Tomorrow. Scared 2 Remaster, Eternal Life of Gold Man, Can Fairy Tales Hurt, and Gothic 1, 2, well, Gothic 1 Remake, then the classic Gothic 1, 2, and 3, and then Reanimal. This one looked crazy. I watched a trailer on this one this morning. Then Darksiders 4.
Just so the internet trolls don't come after you, Sacred 2, you said Scared 2.
As I say, yeah, Sacred 2.
Yeah, Sacred 2. Here's the thing. Some of this looks all right. I don't have any faith in THQ Nordic. So we'll see.
But this one, the Reanimal one, looks very like the one game you play. Little Nightmares. Showing you a little trailer now. See how it looks right there.
Yeah, it's the same studio. Yeah, this 100% Little Nightmare vibes. I'd play this. Little Nightmares creeps me out, but I like it. The creepy boat at night.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, it looks scary. What's that Goldman? What's that Goldman game?
The Eternal Life of Goldman.
Let me get a video of the Goldman.
Cartoonish.
It looks good, like visually.
Oh, it's that. Remember that one World War II game that we played that looks like this?
Something Hearts.
Yeah. Here's the
Valorant Heart.
Yeah, that's what it looks like on.
But the character's kind of got Simpsons vibes. Well, not that guy, the one dude did. Oh, this game looks visually great. It's a platformer. I'm interested in this, too. This looks good to me. Got an overworld.
Well, you can travel to different areas.
Yeah, it looks good to me.
It'd be a good Portal game.
Yeah, it would be.
It's the only games that interest... Now, none of the games interest me, but... There's a game coming out called Cook Serve Forever, like a little cooking game. They have a lot of apparently celebrity voiceovers in this game. I don't get it, but play as a certain girl.
Who's in here?
Dream of making it big, like her role model. But I mean, apparently this is going to be a pretty popular game.
Yeah, I've heard people talk about it. I don't think it's for me.
Because we were talking about earlier with skins, 4-9 and Halo have joined forces, so you'll be able to play as Master Chief with the different colors in 4-9 Battle Royale.
It's nothing to lose by doing this. There's no reason not to do this.
Mm-hmm. And Fortnite
if you
is
don't like Master Chief killing your favorite character, then be better.
Batman. Yeah.
Because they're all in there. So I love what Fortnite does.
All right. So let me do this one first. Assassin's Creed, Black Flag, the voice actor, Matt Ryan, was doing an interview, and they asked him about doing a remaster of Black Flag. He made a comment in it, and then he later on he had to do another video saying that he regretted saying what he said because Ubisoft has come after and threatened to sue him because of what he said. Basically said he doesn't think that there's a Black Flag, and if there was, he would be on board.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Don't sue me.
Which a lot of people want the Black Flag because that's their favorite Assassin's Creed. They want a Black Flag remaster, I should say, because that's their favorite. All right, so back to this one little article. There's a company called itch.io and Steam. Basically, what they did is they got pressured from a group of people in Australia. They're against anti-porn. So Valve, Steam, and this itch.io basically went through and removed all these adult games from their servers that weren't approved. Itch.io is saying, hey, now we're just going to be bringing adult games back to it. MasterCard has come out and saying that they've said that they didn't, that they're not part of that issue, saying, hey, if you buy any of the adult games from these websites, we're not going to stop you from doing that, unlike the other credit card companies did.
It's super complicated, but basically it's come out that the credit card processors, people who payment processors, the people that allow you to take payments online, forced everyone's hand to remove these titles. And it's messy, you know. Do I think adult games and games of all kind have a place? I mean, mostly. There's obviously some egregious stuff that I think most people would agree don't need to have a platform. But yeah, I mean, you should be able to make your thing and put it out there, and then it should be up to people. Now, maybe it's a deal where I have to link directly to it, or you have to search directly the words exactly in the title. Maybe it's not just discoverable, right? You're not on the main page, and it's, you know, Fleshlight Simulator's not popping up.
Right.
But yeah, I think it deserves to have a place where they can be sold within reason. I definitely do not think it's for the credit card companies to decide what can and can't be sold. This story is just complicated and messy, and it seems like everyone is walking back on both sides. And if there's any good to come out of this, I think it'll just go back. Now, on a more negative side, if you didn't want these games to have an audience, you shouldn't do this, because now people know that didn't know that they're out there and will search for them and hunt them out where they might not have before. So,
right,
you give them a little bit of a voice, but I think this is a really complicated story, and everyone's going to fall on some side of it. I don't think, you know, Itch is small, they can't afford to not take payments. So, I get why they removed them, and that's messy too, because then you didn't protect the people who put their games on your platform, and it's a whole situation, but.
Right.
I don't know. It all sucks.
There's a turtle.
There's a turtle. Hell yeah, sea turtle. All
right. So last but not least, some Lego news. We didn't get to go too much over last week. August sets have just been revealed, or the ones that were said just came out in August. Did you buy anything yet? They're showing like the gift for purchases. You get the Lego Fortnite Brickheads, Star Wars guy, Anacle, three new Animal Crossing sets.
Yeah, I didn't buy anything yet. So you have Blathers Museum, the Creative House, Season of Fun, and the Goldie's House are the three new sets. I still have to get the Able Sisters clothing store. That's the last one I need for the original run. And then can start scooping some of these up. They're cool. The thing I've realized about the Animal Crossing sets is they get slashed very aggressively.
Yeah.
On price. So I'm waiting for the Able Sisters to go down in price, because all the other, I didn't pay full price for any of them other than the poly bags.
Yeah, poly bags barely ever go on sale.
Everything else I bought for them, I'm pretty sure has been discounted or heavily discounted. I mean, I got the Town Square one, the KK Slaughter one, for less than half. They are getting slashed, so I want these. I don't really want to wait, but I will. It's okay. And then eventually I'm going to set up on a whole shelf, just like a whole island. Maybe two shelves, depending, but I'm excited about the Dodo one is awesome. That's a fun set if you don't want to get all of them and just want to. And at the end of the day, who knows? I may sell everything off and just keep the minifigures. It's really what I want are the minifigures.
Lego does that buyback program now.
Yeah, but I'm gonna keep the minifigs though.
Yeah, but you, as I say, you just dump in whatever Legos. The people are just buying tons of Legos at yard sales and just sending them off.
Yeah, I
Get
think I
credit.
sold them on eBay. I think they would do okay. They're not gonna do great without the minifigures, but they would do okay, and they go to somebody who wanted them, so I don't know what I'll do. I do plan on setting them up and trying to enjoy them for a little while.
Architectures was all right. And then also the hibiscus and the bonsai tree came out.
Yeah, I will buy both of them. I'm very excited about the hibiscus. It's my favorite outside flower. I love a hibiscus. I'm pro hibiscus.
I'm getting this one. I will get this one. Not right now, but I will.
The Fortnite Mecha Team Leader.
Yeah.
It's that 77078.
Yeah, I think this looks cool. A little
It
good
is cool. It's
with the
pricey.
Transformers. That's
Yeah, it's cool, but pricey.
and then the arcade machine also just came out.
It's cool. The more I look at it, the more I'm uncertain about it.
I will get it just to have it. There's the Transformer one. My craft. The Nike Lego stuff. I went and tried to buy some of the Nike stuff. There was a basketball and a shirt sold out. Already August 1st, I jumped in about 8:45, 8:50-ish to look at it. Basketball, for this $40 basketball they have on here, and this T-shirt already gone, sold out.
What about the shoes?
The shoes are kid size only. Both shoes, this yellow one and the black and white one.
The yellow one still doesn't look kid size. I know you can't tell because there's no scale, but it doesn't look like it.
Yeah, but it is. It's only kid size only. We got One Piece sets come out. I'm thinking about buying like the big ship just to have the ship, but I don't know, just to have for collectors. Sonic Speed Champion, Star Wars, Super Mario, which I'm still surprised they're going crazy with the Super Mario because they don't really sell well. They also go down in price, they drop price on them big time.
They must have an agreement with Nintendo to do so many sets because I can't imagine the Animal Crossing has been successful for them and they continue to crank them out.
Or it could have been a part of that lawsuit where Lego sued Nintendo back in the 70s and Nintendo won for the likeness of the Nintendo bricks. No, they're hard to find if you want some of the 1970s Lego Nintendo.
I will just continue to buy the Animal Crossings. I don't like that they're not adult sets, but I enjoy the minifigs and I enjoy putting them together because they're quick builds.
I did see this one. Is this spark your interest with the flowers or no? This like
I think
Dahlia
it's
flower
cool. So
from
it's
Wednesday.
$76,784. It comes with the two minifigs, Wednesday and somebody else, and it's cool. It seems like this was a little bit of a miss and should have been a friend set, though. It looks like friends to me.
Yeah, the two characters, they look like the bad version of or the Fun Hole sets.
Yeah, they kind of do. I scooped up a $2 set the other day that's a Disney Princess Raya, maybe. And I noticed the minifigs in there are also these. But it's a Lego set. It's not a friend set, but these are the minifigs as well. And I'm all for these sets. I actually think this set's pretty damn cool. It's a flower and inside the is like a little room inside below it, but I am not a fan of minifigs need to be minifigs. I don't care if Lego makes these, but I would have loved to have a real Wednesday minifigure. If that came with a actual Wednesday Addams minifig, I would probably buy this set for the price because it's botanical related and that would be cool.
Yeah, so say, would you still get this just to have the flower?
Probably not. Probably not. It's cool. I guess you could very easily probably piece together a Wednesday Adams minifig to put with it, but probably not. It's cool. If I see it marked down somewhere for like $20, I might.
There's you open it up to take all your the stuff out.
Yeah, $19.99. It's only $27. I'd probably do $20 on impulse if I saw it at a place, but I probably won't just buy it. But if I walked in somewhere and it was just there on the shelf marked down, probably would. I get weak.
All right, next one. They released. They're showing two new Harry Potter brick headsets coming out. Estriel and Luna, Lovegood. Then this
Yeah.
Goblet of Fire figure with a bunch of little.
Yeah, I think they're cool. I mean, I've really come full circle on the Brickheads. I hated them when they came out, and I really like them now, but I didn't get into it before, so I try to stay away from it now. That's one of the things is like I want to buy a bunch of sets that just came out, but I'm not wild about the Fortnite Brickheads gift with purchase.
Then these are already selling crazy. I'm selling for about 40, 50 bucks on resale market now.
Yeah. I have so much to resell, though. I don't know if I just need to add one more thing to resell.
Yeah, I get you. I bought a set just to get the brickheads.
But you're going to keep them, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep them and open them
You
up
got
and
the other one?
yeah, I have the other one.
Yeah, so yeah, that makes sense. But like, I don't know. I keep hoping they're going to put a gift with purchase out where I'm like, I got to have that. And then I'll buy some stuff. But I should go ahead and just buy. I mean, I've got several sets. I still want the gumball machine. I still want to get Pac-Man before it goes away. I definitely want both the new botanical sets.
This is a 274, 75, 276, 277, 278, and this one's 79, 280, 280 different brickheads that are
That's
labeled. Then you
wild.
have a couple the San Diego Comic-Con ones. There's like six of those that are
Yeah.
not labeled. I have just about all of
Wild.
them. All right, they also announced the new Disney Wall-E and Eve set. At 43279 at $69.99, I think just an amazing price. And it
Yeah,
does look good.
revisit to Wall-E. I think it was the icon set before. This one's a little smaller, but it comes with three characters. I think it looks awesome.
It does.
The price is good. I think it looks great. If you're a Wall-E fan or a Disney fan, I don't know how you don't get this. I think it looks so good.
Yeah, I will get this one and open up and build it eventually on my
They're
shelf.
such a good size to put on a bookshelf.
Yes.
Like they look really, really good.
Now you're speaking of botanicals. There's a Lego Botanicals Butterfly Garden. It's available in the reward center. So you have to go in there. You have to spend 150. You get a for 1,500 pieces. I mean, 1,500 points. You get it. It's 150 set.
Should I get this? Set's kind of lackluster, but also it's if it's botanicals, I feel like I should have it.
Yeah, it is botanical.
I have enough points for that.
Decisions.
The butterfly looks like shit. But I do feel like I should have it. You know what it looked good next to? That Barnes and Noble B. They got the same kind of vibe.
Right. And speaking of more botanicals, the pink bouquet of roses or the
Guess
pink
what Lego
rose.
discovered? They could just change the color of the petals.
Yeah, from red to pink.
People will buy them again. You know why? Because I want them real bad.
Did you get the red
They look
ones?
real good. Huh?
Did you get the red one? The red
Not the bouquet, but I have the singles.
singles.
Yeah. I should get them. So the problem is I just don't have enough room for everything. So I have to pick and choose. And I'm not actually not a rose guy. Roses are not one of my favorite flowers, so.
I saw someone on Facebook Marketplace that had about 10 different botanical sets selling them all for 50 bucks. Just no box. Just
Should have got them.
I thought about it. But then I was like, well, then I'm gonna have to buy them all.
Yeah, but look right here. Look how good those look.
You get the other ones up there.
They're everywhere. Stuff's everywhere. I got them.
All right, but last little news, not least, it was shared to us. The next wave of minifigures collectibles came out, and they are going to be Spider-Man. We kind of looked through them, and you were only happy with one of them.
Well, I'm going to get two of them, I think.
I was down to two, and now I'm up to like four.
I'm at two, maybe three. I don't know anything about Spider-Man, so don't come at me, Spider-Man people. But the Cowboy Spider-Man is an absolute must. That is a great minifig. Now, the one next to him to the left with the walking sticks.
Yeah.
I kind of like that one.
Yeah, because it looks like he needs that to help him walk. Like, those are walkers. Yeah,
so that's a maybe for me. That's my maybe. So that's a guaranteed right there, and then that's my maybe. And then my second is Peter Parker with a baby.
Yeah, that's my number two.
Yeah, I want that one. That's a for sure for me. And then I'm also a maybe on the one that comes with the spider cat. Because he's got the cat. But my only for sure buys are the cowboy and the baby, if I can find them. I love both of those. The cowboy one, I need to have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. Him with a bandana on, but you can still clearly see that it's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
The double belts, the pony. Then the horse, he's
got
good.
Then the horse has got the little Spider-Man.
It's such a good minifig.
Okay, so I'm that one, this blue with the little minifigure.
Yep.
But that one, the baby, then Gwen.
Yeah, Gwen's cool.
Gwen, because she's a staple of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything on here what the rare one's going to be in the set. It's usually what they'll do is they'll put one of these figures, it'll be only one per box or every other box.
I don't understand minifigures, it's probably the bottom right, which is like my least favorite. That's probably the one that it is.
Oh, you think it's pink one over here?
Yeah, it's probably whatever the hell that is. Probably going to be it. The wolf is outrageous. He's a workout wolf.
I don't know which one it's going to be.
I thought it was in a tank.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's just the black one with the spider.
Yeah, Punk Rock Spider-Man's kind of cool too. But yeah, the baby and the cowboy for me. And then it's a strong maybe for the guy. Again, don't know Super Spider-Man, but the guy with the assisted walking and the guy with the cat.
So you're possibly up to four.
Yeah, but I'm probably just going to get two. Like, I feel pretty comfortable that I'm only going to get two.
Yeah,
I got salt and pepper. My hair's good. You see that gray?
Yeah, on the side.
It's like shimmering the way the lights hit.
So I did pick up two more of the Beast Wolf Lego minifigures.
Now, you could just buy a whole case and you get everything and then you can sell.
Yeah, I thought about it. I went to the Kroger over by my house and they had them all for $3.99, like 20% off. And I just started scanning and there was two of the wolf inside the box.
Yeah, you could just buy the whole box of the Spider-Mans and then sell off
ones you don't want.
Ones you don't want or keep one available. Well,
I thought about since they were $3.99, I was like, man, I should just buy this whole thing instead, all of them, and just turn around. Because I will at least get $8, $7, $8 for per. I'd make my money back. Well, that's all I had for this week.
Yeah, same.
All right. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. You contact me on our social, old school Twitter, game_Stitch or HoFNShow. You can also follow, send me a message on Instagram. Someone did that the other day. Same thing, HoFNShow. That was episode 650. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.